Happy Friday, everybody, and welcome to our podcast. I am Darren. Now, I did say that I was going to do a sort of article about the release of Mojave that happened on, well, I did post Monday, technically Monday in the US, but Tuesday here. It has arrived, and of course, we've downloaded the full version. We've had the what they call the beta version, which is a test version of it for a little while, so we've been playing around with it, and it's been okay, but we're looking forward to the main release, which happened earlier in the week. Now, there are lots of things you need to be aware of before diving in and installing Mojave. As I always say when new operating systems come out, just back your stuff up first. Really, really important. If you're not actually backing up at all, then you need to back up. So please do that. I see all day, every day, people lose valuable photographs and lifelong memories. So, you know, for $50 or $100 to buy a backup drive, just do it. Run Time Machine. It's all built into your Mac. Anyway, back onto the Mojave thing. So quite an interesting couple of weeks. Obviously, we had some fairly big releases, tvOS, iOS, and now macOS as well. So it's on the latter that we shall focus today. We found it to be very buggy, actually. As with all new releases, these things will be sorted out by Apple. It's just a matter of time as you identify issues and Apple get to fix them. Mojave does come, as usual, with a feedback assistant. Do use it. I know a lot of people just delete it, but it is your only way to get directly to engineers, and they do collate the information. They do act on those things. So deep underground somewhere in Cupertino in California, there's some blokes in white coats that do listen to you, and apparently they fix things, so that's nice. All right, so the things that we found, I mean, we like to run these programs in a normal environment. So we've got everything from a 2012 27-inch iMac through to Mac Minis, through to MacBook Pros from 2012 onwards, and some of the very latest MacBook Pros as well, including the 6-core. Mojave installs very nicely on pretty much anything from 2012, but before you do it, yes, do back up, please. Please also check that the programs you're running are compatible, because the big problem that we found is that a lot of applications such as Adobe Creative Suite that you may have spent lots and lots of money on, and you refuse to go down the path of subscription, me included, although I did actually end up subscribing because I need it desperately, and I did upgrade my laptop, so there you go, lesson learned for me. For sort of CS6, CS5.5 and before, whichever ones you're running, if you're using a late operating system such as Sierra or High Sierra, and of course Mojave, you will need the Java runtime environment, which you'll know that little pop-up that comes up that says you need to download JRE. Well, you can't do it in Mojave because it's not compatible, so your old software is not going to work anymore. Now, I'm not sure whether the runtime environment is going to be updated for Mojave or not, but at this moment in time, if you do that, your Creative Suite will not work anymore, so be aware. There are printing issues as well. It seems that when you take a screenshot, at least on a couple of our Macs here that we tested, you get a raster image failure. Now, this is just on a network laser printer, just a standard monochrome laser printer. We did get these errors. So we went back to High Sierra on one of our Macs and tested the image. It was perfectly fine. So that's an interesting one. Dark mode you would have heard lots about because it's probably the most significant part of the operating system. It's very, very nice. Dark mode's been around for ages. It's been part of the standard Pro app for quite some time with Mac. So things like Final Cut Pro, Logic, and Aperture, which Apple sadly don't make anymore, but it's been sort of absorbed into Photos a little tiny bit, about 5%. Don't know why they got rid of Aperture. It's ridiculous. And all the photographers out there would agree with me. Let's not get onto those things, otherwise we could go on forever. That sort of look where, you know, you're focusing on what you're doing rather than crazy stuff going on in the background or crazy images or crazy desktops and all that sort of stuff. Mojave actually gives you a more professional focus. What Apple have done as well, they've sort of made everything a bit bigger. So all of the text and things seem a bit bigger, and they feel a bit blurry to me. Might just be me, but that's on Retina screens, that's on normal 27-inch screens, iMac, the whole lot. It does seem to feel a little bit, you know, a step back in terms of clarity anyway. It's an interesting thing. Look, not all apps support Mojave Dark Mode, so you'll notice you've still got normal screens on lots of them. But a little error for beginners, really, me included. If you use Mail, Apple Mail, then Mojave shows Mail really, really nicely in Dark Mode. Problem is then you're looking at a black screen, so what you tend to do then is change your imagery to be, for example, a white logo, a white company logo, so it looks really nice on your Mojave-enabled Mac. Problem with that is if you send that image, it's going to come up on someone else's computer, most other computers, other than those running Mojave, as white. So you won't see your logo. It disappears into the background because everybody reads mails with a white background generally, don't they? Soap solution there. Use two logos, one black, one white, and one will show or the other won't. Or just go in the middle, 50% grey, which is what I've done. And then your problems are solved worldwide, aren't they? Now, what else have we got? The dynamic desktop is kind of cool. It changes based on your time of day. So that's, you know, that's nice. A lot of programs don't support dark mode, though, or at least haven't been optimized for dark mode. So the text tends to get lost when you're in dark mode. Things like the LastPass toolbar, for example, in Safari sort of disappears. But yeah, dynamic desktop is nice. Stacks is a new thing as well. It automates tidying up your desktop. Now, number one, you shouldn't be leaving too much stuff on your desktop. Think of it as a real desktop. If you leave loads of stuff on it, you can't find things. That's what your Mac will do. It has to load loads of stuff, and it stresses it out if you put loads and loads of stuff on your desktop. So keep it tidy anyway. And yes, Stacks does help by organizing to, you know, date created or kind or any of those things that you can, you've always been able to do from the view menu in Finder anyway. But it just groups them as well. So that's sort of nice. What else? Yeah, it does think there are some bugs with that as well with Stacks anyway. On all of our computers here, Stacks doesn't seem to agree that a screenshot is an image. So it leaves it out of your stack. Don't know why. Again, Apple will fix that. I think Apple will probably say things like Mojave is much better on energy, things like that. Well, yeah, it is, obviously. It's running dark mode. So dark mode doesn't require as much energy, does it? So if your screen's bright white, it's going to use lots of energy. All those pixels are lit up and emitting lots of heat. Well, not that much heat, but some. It's using energy as a bottom line. So if you're in dark mode, no, you're not using as much energy. So that's amazing. Now, the big one. If you're running server applications, do not upgrade to Mojave. Mojave will kill all of your services. There's no more. Basically, they haven't released the Mojave version of server as yet. Apple are up to things, probably in the MDM space. I suspect they're going to come out with something and just, sort of place it all over the people who've been helping them build that market. It's possible. We'll see what happens. Just don't install Mojave on a machine that's running server. Leave it with Sierra High Sierra because you'll lose all of your services. Apple have no plans to reintroduce server applications such as VPN, such as mail, such as websites. Yes, a web server is already built into all Macs in the guise of Apache. That's still usable, but you can lose loads of services. Just don't do it. Anyway, that's been the update on Mojave. It's going all right so far. Everything seems to be okay other than the things that I've mentioned. Personally, would I stay with Mojave? No, I would have stayed with High Sierra. But look, I have to dive in for you and take one for the team. So that's what I've done. Anyway, that's been the podcast for today, Friday the 29th. Have a safe school holidays out there, everyone. Stay safe on the roads and all that kind of jazz. And double demerits as usual and all that kind of stuff. If you use your phone whilst you're driving, 10 demerit points, they say. So probably don't, would be my advice on that one. Anyway, take care. I've been Darren on the podcast, and we will catch you again at another address, actually. So this podcast is streamed to a couple of websites. On the Leading Edge website, Port Macquarie, you will no longer hear me from the next podcast, but this will be my farewell for you. And for the other sites that I broadcast to, no difference. I'll still be broadcasting to you. Anyway, take care and have a great day. Ciao. And who are we going for the grand final? I think we're going for Collingwood, as my wife is a Collingwood supporter and she does have teeth. That's it for today. And also go Melbourne Storm. There we go. I don't follow the rugby that much, but that's what I'm going for this weekend. Take care wherever you are in the country. I've been Darren. Good afternoon.